Sergio, Sergio, Torres, Torres, 1031.95. Chief complaint: I have a rash. Number one. Number two, feeling tired. Number three, I can't lose weight. Number four, history of COVID-19 a year ago, December. Number five, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is history of palpitation. Next one is history of dizziness. Our patient is a pipeline worker who works in Conroe, Texas, C-O-N-R-O-E. He's married. His wife is a dental hygienist. He also goes to school. He wants to become a band leader and studying music, period. New paragraph, he comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past week and also the other symptoms for the past few months, including his leg pain, arm pain, difficulty losing weight, tiredness, weakness, has had a history of rash, as I mentioned, history of COVID-19, history of fatty liver, abdominal pain, vertigo, palpitation, and low extremity edema from time to time. Period. Medications, none. COVID immunization, up to date, times two. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, lives with his wife and one child. Family history, diabetes. Medical problems, none. Surgery, none. Medications, none. Allergy, penicillin. Review of system, as above. He weighs 281 pounds. He's gaining more weight, unable to lose weight, 99%, 98.9%. 1681, 126 over 80. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, but obese, neck shows, and JVD skin shows. A rash on his chest wall and abdominal wall, consistent with the jacket that he wears at work and touches his skin. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number one, as far as the rash is concerned, this is consistent with contact, dermatitis. We'll treat with Decodron 8 milligram, now Metrol dose pack. Number two, as far as his tiredness is concerned, his echocardiogram does not show any evidence of sleep apnea. There's actually no change from 2020. We'll get a testosterone level, TSH, at this time. Number three, palpitation. Number four, check blood work. Number five, could these symptoms be related to his COVID? Would he be developing? There's his blood test, man. Could he be developing long COVID? We'll wait the results of the study. Number six, a mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Number eight, number seven, vertigo, off and on. No changes noted in his carotid ultrasound. Next number is arm pain and leg pain, most likely musculoskeletal. Nevertheless, we'll await studies. Next number, we talked about vitamin D, we talked about increasing activity, we talked about exercise, we talked about his fatty liver. We also talked about checking TSH and testosterone level. Next summer we'll call him with the results, and he'll let us know in the next 3 or 4 days how his rash is doing at that time. Thank you.